Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
In the Ma'amorim Ketzorim of the Balatanya, in Parashas Kisavoy, the poverty was terrible when people were terrified of the upcoming winter that they're going to die from starvation. And in the sharp perspective of the Tanya, he says it as nobody else could. He says, what's your concern? Your body will die from hunger. Yigva berov, v'yachzor nafshoi, l'shorsho u'mekoyro be'elokim chayim. So your body will die from hunger, and you'll return your neshama to Hashem, to its source for eternity. What's so terrible? And that's famously mirrored in the words of the 6th Lubavitcher Rebbe, when the communists held a gun to his head and they said, we're going to shoot you for spreading Torah. He said, that toy only terrifies a person that has multiple gods and one world. But a person that has only one Hashem and two worlds, and he has an eternal life, doesn't get scared of that toy. The idea of being ready to give up one's life is literally the central theme of the Tanya. Because in as much as the entire Avodah is to realize that the entire world is a facade that covers over Einoid Milvadoi, and the whole point of a Jew is to transcend the facade and bond with Hashem, even realizing that the physicality of his body and the physicality of the world, which is remotely bounded to his body, and he could be mekadosh it and remove the opaqueness and make it transparent as to the kedushas eloki, until it's going to be toyer eretz mikvaydecha nagila v'nismecha boch, which is a tremendous chiddush of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, Tilim and Shir Hashirim, that there's going to be a tremendous eternal love bound with Hashem. Yishakenim in the Shikah is Piyur, Rashi says, on the Seidus HaTorah is Hashem Himself. And the understanding that the Torah mitzvahs are just ways how to break through and bound with Hashem. Each mitzvah creates a different type of a bound, says the Tanya. As a kid who was struggling in his Yiddishkeit, and he had a gaming addiction, and he was gaming 18 hours a day, and I asked him, but what's going to be with your Olam Haba? So he says, of course I'm concerned about my Olam Haba, but I wear tzitzis, and every mitzvah gives you Olam Haba. So I told him, but there's going to be 613 gaming programs in Shemayim, and you're going to be stuck with only one. It shook him up. Today is a very chashuv Talmud Chacham. Lamaisa, the Tanya takes this focus and says if it's all about realizing the facade, then that concrete realization that it's only a facade, your body is a facade, and physicality is a facade. And that's Judaism one-on-one, as hard as it is to understand. And even though the Ramban says that living according to the Torah is the best life on this world, if not, it's complete chaos. It's completely a jungle. But the bottom line is, it's about being ready and prepared to transcend and give it all up. And that's why the Tanya in his Ma'amorim says that Rav Akiva and the Beis Yosef were willing to die in their youth al Kiddush Hashem. What about the tremendous Avodas Hashem of a lifetime? Says the Tanya, it's clear that they understood that the attachment to Hashem that you could get from 1 second dying al Kiddush Hashem is more than a lifetime of Torah mitzvahs, and you reach a higher spot. And likewise, says the Tanya in one of the Ma'amorim, that a person that suffers poverty, and Jews throughout exile suffered intense poverty, and poverty is equated to death, and it's dying a million times over, second by second, throughout a lifetime. And everybody knows, had they given up Kiyum HaTorah V'Hamitzvos and joined the Gentiles, they wouldn't be suffering this intense poverty. And therefore, it's also equated to Kiddush Hashem Mamish, says the Tanya. And in another Maimer, in Kavanas HaMikveh Erev Shabbos, which is attributed to the Rebbe Mechela Zlotsheveh, who told it to the Tanya, and by the Tanya, something told to him by Rebbe Mechela Zlotsheveh is literally as if told to him, Mipiyah Shechina. He says that if a person can't learn and can't daven, and it bothers him, he'd love to learn and daven, but because of tremendous tirdus and problems going on in his life, he can't focus. And he's mekabel ba'ahava. If this is what Hashem wants, then that connects him to a much higher level than Torah mitzvahs. It's probably sort of a similarity to the idea of Kiddush Hashem, kemavur. In Teferet Shloime, Parashas Notzi, the first tikkul, and in Parashas Va'eiro, the same idea. And with that focus, the Tanya keeps on drawing a parallel. He says, when you focus on Torah, which is giving you nothing in the physical world, when you focus on mitzvahs that are giving you nothing in the physical world, you're dying at that point from physicality. You're giving up physicality. It's also a form of Kiddush Hashem. Ein ha-Torah miskayemes elo b'mishe meimis atzmoy aleho. Torah only is niskayim. If you die for it, the Tanya takes it literally. When you're focused on thinking a business plan to enrich your life, to have more pleasures in this world, then you're doing it for physical life. But Torah mitzvahs gives you nothing in the physical world. Unless, like the Gemara says in Saita, a parush that's just faking his precious so that people should think he's a holy man and therefore give him tons of money, which is the most vulgar, terrible thing, which there are, sadly, in the worlds of where you worship a tremendous tzaddik and his son has nothing to do with that, and he mimics the tzitkis, but he's doing it to be the emperor over the chassidus or over the sardic community, which happens. You can't fake knowing kol ha-Torah kula, a simple Talmud Chachim. You can't fake it if you're not a Talmud Chachim. Everybody will see past it. But tzaddik parush, you could fake it. And the Gemara talks about this in Saita, that it's a terrible thing. You're using the precious as a means to enrich yourself and give yourself power. And the taiva for money, says the Rebbeinu B'chayin, the Akdamat HaParashas Korach, is really mostly to get covered and sroder. So you're being a parush so that you could get covered and gaive. Like Rabbi Ruchim brings in Parashas Shlach and Baal's Torah, Rabbi Ruchim the Mir Mashgich, that there was a person that fasted from Shalosh Udus till Kiddush Friday night. And the Vilna Gaon said that it's because the children that watch him come out of the mikveh Erev Shabbos and say, wow, look at this tzaddik who fasted 6 days. Chase away the kids who lose his power because the covet was giving him power and the gaiva was giving him power. And likewise, Chazal say, if you use the Torah as a kardim lachbaba, you use the Torah only as a vehicle, how to make parnasa, then the Torah itself becomes simply a physical thing. If you prepare shiurim so that you could open up a big yeshiva and have a job and a position as a Rosh Yeshiva to be from the elitists of society, then that's using Torah as a regular vehicle for physicality and the pursuit of gashmias. But the real Torah mitzvah is in its purity. When a simple yid opens up a gemara and he learns Torah just for Hashem, he's not becoming a Rosh Yeshiva or a Rav. That's Mesiras Nefesh Mamish, says the Tanya. You're doing it only for Hashem, to bound your neshama with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, with the Kabbalistic understanding that Torah mitzvahs are spiritual energy sources that are beyond imagination, and they connect you directly to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, he draws a parallel that if you're ready to die al Kiddush Hashem, then you should be ready to do Torah mitzvahs, and you should be ready never to give in to taiva and to laziness. Of course, the amount you need to eat in the exact times that you need to eat you're allowed to eat and you could enjoy it. And when you need to sleep, you sleep. But the extra hour, going to bed an hour early for no reason, getting up an hour late, that's atzlus, that's giving in to guf, and that's taking the energy and putting it back into hastorah. And it needs to continuously be overemphasized, like the Oyv Yisrael and the Likutim Parashas Vayikra, that madregis, to become like a tzaddik, completely transcendent, that they didn't need to eat and they didn't need to sleep. That's a madrega that most people are in zeicha. A benini has nothing to do with that. A benini has to give his body what he needs. And that's the tremendous greatness that the Pasuk says, v'hatznei alecha esim elokecha. Something done in privacy, something done only for Hashem, is because he really believes in Hashem's existence. And it's worthwhile to read the book Savata, 20 years in horrific conditions in Siberia, a Jew alone, because Hashem was so real to him, Einai Milvadli was so real to him, that he was never alone. It's staggering what a person could reach in the Madreig of Einai Milvadli, Yayid, Ebeliezer Nanis. It's in Lashon Kodesh as well. It didn't remain theoretical. And anybody suffering in our times could take a lesson from a person like Ebeliezer Nanis and completely rise above physicality. The physical urges, the physical tithes, besides that they're miraculous, they give a person, they force a person to do what the body needs. But by the Ummah Yisraelam, that's what they live for. By us, it's a way how to combat and to fight physicality and override physicality and penetrate to the Kedushas Elikus that's hovering right there.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.